Living Christ, you are risen from the dead. Love reigns. You are life stronger than death. Raise our eyes to see you as the new day dawns. Amen. Mary Magdalene was first on the scene. This Mary, known since the beginning of the church as the Apostle to the Apostles in Eastern and Orthodox Christianity, had kept vigil with her Lord. And early, early in the morning, while it was still dark, she came again to the tomb in the garden. This Mary, who had stood by the foot of the cross with the other Marys, Mary, the mother of Jesus, and Mary, wife of Clopas. They had stood by the foot of the cross to provide what comfort they could for Jesus as he was dying. This Mary, this morning, came alone in the early dark to the tomb. She who had loved much was overcome with a terrible grief and sorrow. She went to keep vigil by the body of her beloved Lord. But his body was not there. The stone had been removed from the tomb, and Mary, weeping in the garden, cared for nothing else than to find his body. Not even an appearance of angels could shake her out of her despair. Turning from the angel-filled tomb, she saw a man standing in the garden. "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for?" In desperation, she pleaded with him to take her to Jesus' body so that she could prepare it for a proper burial. Blinded by grief, overcome with helpless sorrow, Mary could not recognize Jesus as he stood before her. And then Jesus called her by name, and her world was forever changed. Mary. Risen Christ called her by name, and Mary's mourning turned to celebration. The risen Christ called her by name, and Mary's woundedness turned to wholeness. Her deepest sorrow to greatest joy. Because the risen Christ called her by name, Mary's eyes were opened, and she could see him as he really was. No longer her teacher, an earthly companion, but a bridge linking heaven and earth. No longer someone she could cling to, but God in familiar form, calling her to new life, to a new, abundant, hope-filled life with all of its challenges and joys. And so Mary Magdalene became the first apostle to tell the good news of Christ's victory over death itself. We celebrate the risen Christ today, particularly this Easter day. But he is ever and always with us, if we only have eyes to see. If we see through the eyes of our heart. Despite all the violence and pain and suffering of this world, in the midst of all the violence and pain and suffering in this world, The risen Christ is here, in the midst of it, with arms open for all people, with love for all people. I know this in my bones. I can testify to this with my life. Many of you know that for 3.5 years, starting in January of 2013, for most of his high school time and beyond, our younger son suffered terribly as we went from specialist to specialist, from test to test, with no diagnosis. And then, praise God, after 3.5 years, we found the doctor who put a name on his illness, Lyme disease. And this doctor knew how to help him get well. And through all that 3.5 years, I suffered the pain of a mother unable to do anything to stop her child's suffering. But also, through all of this time, Christ was there, loving us, sustaining us, until we found what we needed for his healing. And then, just as Hugh was healing well, I received the shocking diagnosis, stage 3 invasive lobular breast cancer. And so at the beginning of Epiphany 2017, I entered my hermit cell of treatment and began the long, long treatment. 4 months of chemo, radical surgery, and then 6.5 weeks of radiation. Through all of this time, not knowing for the first 5 months whether I would live or die, I was held in Christ's love. Christ was with me, as he is with all of us. I was finally slowed down so much, stopped, really. My life was stopped as I knew it. And I was, really, for the first time in my life, completely vulnerable enough to let go of everything. Surrendered to the unknown. And in this letting go, I did not fall. I was held. There were blessings around me daily. I felt the prayers that were being said for me. I felt them in a tangible way. And I had eyes to see those blessings. And even if the chemo had not worked as well as it did, even if I had not gotten good news after my surgery in June, I know that I still would have been all right. Because I know that our Redeemer lives. I know that healing, transforming power of Christ's love, which always brings healing. Even though in the mystery of God's created world, it does not always bring a cure. Living Christ, you are risen from the dead. Love reigns. You are life stronger than death. Raise our eyes to see you as the new day dawns. Can we open our hearts, our whole selves, to this love which is there for all of us? Can we let Christ's love flow through us to the world around us? This Easter day and every day, the risen Christ calls us to embrace the future with hope. The risen Christ calls us into a new future where death has no more power over us and where evil has been undone. Every Easter morning, I am drawn to the words of the Anglican poet George Herbert. Rise, heart, thy Lord is risen. Sing his praise without delays, who takes thee by the hand, that thou likewise with him mayst rise. We are called to be proof of the resurrection, living lives full of hope and love. We are witnesses. And the risen Christ calls each one of us by name and invites us into the new future that awaits us all. We know his voice, and we can follow him. And only by following him will we find our deepest joy.